Thanks for tuning into our podcast. We love having you here, and it's our mission to bring you all the latest and greatest tips, skills, and know-how to make you the best that you can be. We know that you have it in you, and we're going to show you how. Now, let's get started.
Welcome to the Pair of Fear podcast. As we come in, as we try to make it happen, and try to, hopefully you're doing okay, I'm doing all right, and as you continue to push yourself to greatness out there and you're trying to figure out some new and better things to do with yourself and new better things that I like to do, we like to do. As you continue to listen to the Pair of Fear podcast, make sure you like and subscribe and tell us what you like about the program. Interesting day as always. We're getting back on track with the podcast. Podcast took a couple stumbles, but we're doing all right. We're trying to figure out some things, some logistics, the best way to get it done, maximize our time. As we continue to maximize our time, we just continue to try to discover a lot of different things about each one of us and how we seem to always do our best in everything that we're trying to do, and trying to do the things that we know that are right for us, and those some things that are right for you and me, and just continue blessing some things and looking at some things that are around us and just trying to utilize our time better than anyone else. So as we continue to get better, do better, and as always we try to do is, you know, just try to do some amazing things. As I look at some amazing things that we're doing, continue. I know it's not easy, but just got to continue pushing yourself and take yourself to the next level. So as I think back to my day that we have, and it's interesting how people, they have, you ever got to the point where people really don't want you to talk? They just want you to listen to their story. That's all they want you to do, is listen to their story. They don't really want to know what's going on with you. They just want someone to listen to. I had someone tell me today, they's like, look, I really don't need you to talk. We haven't talked in a long time. We just want you to just listen. I don't want you to talk. Just listen. And I was like, but I got so much advice to give people. But nobody wants me to talk. Everybody wants me to just listen what they want me to listen to. And I thought that was interesting. I thought that was very interesting how they want me to be a better listener than a talker. And I felt bad. This one person, they were trying to tell me something today. And as I was listening to them, I said something. And it kind of made them mad. They were telling me some stress they were going over. And I really didn't. I made joke of what they were doing. And they just walked off from me. And I felt bad. And then someone else came to me and said, hey, I gotta tell you something else. And I never got a chance to go back and talk to that person. Sometimes in life, you're going to have conversations that are cut short. And you want to finish the conversations. But sometimes you just can't finish them. I have so many conversations I want to have with people and do certain things with them that it's hard. It really is hard to maintain a lot of these conversations that I have with certain people. As I continue to push this podcast, and last night I was having a conversation with my wife about certain things, and it was weird. Yesterday we got a chance to go to a game, baseball game, Major League Baseball game. And I had the night off, finally had a night off. And I was like, I looked up on one of the ticket providers. I said, hey, let's try to go make it over here. Game starts at 6:30, you know, it's 4 o'clock and got some great tickets. And my wife's like, she's like, yeah, where are we sitting? And I said, I wouldn't do you like that. We got some really, really good seats, really, really good seats. And I was like, she didn't believe me until we got there. And I said, we're down there. We're down, you know, almost down by the, where the players are. We're like maybe 4 rows back behind. And so she's like, whoa. And I said, well, you know, you got to just, sometimes you can get lucky and buy those seats last minute. And, you know, and she's like, we've never been this close. I go, I know. We're getting there. We're being blessed. And the teams that we play were pretty, you know, they're not the best teams, but it was the fact that we did something spontaneous, got a chance to sit and listen to her. And I say, we grab a dinner at the ballpark, do something different. And just to sit there and listen to her talk about her day, my son talk about his day. And we didn't finish watching the game. We got to like maybe the eighth or ninth inning. And then we had to get in before, you know, because the next day we have to go to school and work and whatnot. But the fact that we got a chance to sit, go somewhere else, and, you know, a lot of times we get in this rut Monday through Friday or whenever you work, and we get in a rut of just, you know, going to the house, eating dinner, going to bed, going to the house, eating dinner, and going to bed. But today we got a chance to just sit back and just watch ball and get some snacks. And it's kind of weird how we went to one ballpark, and we're really big on, I'd say, nachos. We're really big on the nachos. And this one place, we got the nachos, and we realized we got the wrong nachos. And they have another nachos at this ballpark where they put it in a batting helmet, this batting helmet they have. And the ones that we got were in a bag, and the nacho sauce was in this little can. And it's like, whoa. So next time we realize we got to go find the one in the ball helmet. And the batting helmet tastes so much better. So I'm always there, every time I go, I always try to get some nachos at the ballpark. And just kind of makes my day, so it's interesting just to do some things that were very out of the norm for us, to try to do something different. And that's what a lot of times in life, that happens. That happens a lot in life, where we're trying to do things a little bit different. But people are telling you, you can't do that. It's a school night. It's a work night. What are you doing up staying up so late? Man, today I did feel a little tired. But, you know, kind of glad we went. It was a good experience. And my son got a chance to see some people, see some ball players up close, and a lot of things that he's been working on. He gets to see it, you know, what the big guys are doing. And as you think about your day and reflecting on how you're pushing yourself and the things that you're putting in front of your eyes, as I continue to put things in front of my eyes and continue to look around and do things and try different things, that's what life's about sometimes, trying some different things. My son and I had to make some, this week has been one of those weeks where we had to make some judgment calls on certain activities that he wants to do. And he finished this one program. He wasn't too excited about this one program. So I said, don't worry about it, son. We'll go to another program. And he's realizing that there's so many more options out in the world. If this one program doesn't work out, there's another program that you can do. You can have the same. You still can love the game that you're playing. And some people are going to put some, you know, like if you are going through something, or as much as I've loved in a podcast and doing certain things with the podcast, I realize there's certain things that I just have to do. And as I do these certain things, there's going to be some people who make comments. Ah, that podcast, this and that. I really didn't enjoy that podcast. I didn't enjoy this, enjoy that. And if you carry that around with you, if you carry that attitude and a lot of things around there with you, of course, you're going to get sour, and you're not going to do it anymore, because they're going to take the joy out of what you're doing. As I listen to myself and I think back how the podcast is going, and someone today, it was the weirdest thing. I was talking to someone and they were asking me about the podcast, and I said, hey, how's the podcast going? I said, good. And they went on their phone and they pulled it up and they started playing it. I said, whoa. I remember a long time ago, someone questioned me about the podcast. They couldn't find it. And they said, you don't have a podcast. Now it's like the craziest thing, how people can just pull up the podcast, listen to it, and then go from there. Like I said, when I started this podcast, it was just to help people who, you know, the jobs that I have, the people are in my life for about 8-9 months, and then I never see them again. I never get a chance to talk to them again. It's the weirdest thing. They're gone. And sometimes I have to understand that as these people are leaving, they still need encouragement. We all need encouragement. It's kind of like, you know, we use each other for 9 months and then they're out of my life for the rest of my life. So one of the things that we do is we keep in contact on Instagram and Facebook, whatever we need to do. So it's kind of cool that we have this keep in contact, because a couple of weeks ago we went to another Major League Baseball game, and I saw that one of my people I talk to a lot, they went to the baseball game. I said, hey, we were at the game too. I wish I'd have known you were there. We could, you know, had some drinks, hung out a little bit, but they weren't there. So it was interesting. We didn't know. So it's interesting to do this podcast. It's an honor to do the podcast. I'm doing a podcast in a different little location today because I told myself about this podcast. I said, you get one day of the week not to do the podcast. One day to take a day off if you're tired, whatever. But you're going to find a way to get this podcast because people are listening. People are wanting to hear what you have to say. And then, you know, some days I'm going to have a lot to say and some days I'm not. So as I got a chance to sit back and listen to and get a chance to take my son to certain events, I said, find yourself a little spot and go over there, record your podcast and go about your way. So wherever you are today, and hopefully you're having one of those days. And as I talked to some parents as I came in, they asked how my week was, how things are going. And I said, it's okay. Everything's all right. Everything's moving along. I'm in a zone right now where things are going quite slowly for myself, but it's at the end of something and some things are starting to drag a little bit. And it's at the end and your energy level's down. And that's where you got to find out, what do you do when you're tired? And it's like, you know what? I've had enough. I need to go. And I'm just done with this situation. And then as I came in and I picked up my son, he was kind of tired. He's like, Dad, I'm tired. I don't know what's going on. I'm just tired. I'm tired. And I was like, what do you mean you're tired? And he's like, yeah, I'm tired. I was like, But he needed some food. So he got some food and he got those energy back. And I told him about someone who was his camp counselor at a baseball camp. And I said, oh, he said, who was it? And I said, such and such. He said, oh my gosh, you know him? You work with him? And he was just so excited that I got a chance to meet some of his camp counselors. And he's like excited about going back to the camp this year again. And which is cool. Which is really cool that he's excited to going back and try to get better playing playing baseball. And you got to keep that excitement in you. You got to, when you're doing things and you're trying to understand a lot of things about yourself, you have to, there's going to be some times like, as I watch him, he's dealing with a lot. He's dealing with a lot and people trying to take that smile off your face. I'm dealing with a lot with the business and school and work and whatnot. The same energy that I came in with it, I got to keep that same energy going. And people have taken things away from me the last couple of weeks that I thought were mine. And it just told me get a little bit more motivated and you'll be all right. A little bit more motivated and you're going to be okay. As I think back to a lot of things that I'm doing, and as I ask myself, and as I ask my, a lot of things that aren't going my way, I said, I just got to work a little bit harder. I really have to work a little bit harder. If I want to get there, if I want to do certain things, I'm going to have to really put the time and effort in this podcast. So the podcast is awesome to record. But you got to edit it. You got to upload it. You got to do certain things to it. I said, you're willing to do that. I said, just take some time out of your day and get it done. Same thing in your situation. If you want to get to the next level, if you want to do certain things that are going to make you better, you got to do the little things. There are things that people keep saying this. Do the things that nobody else wants to do and you'll be successful in life. And that didn't make sense to me in a lot of ways, but it's true. Not everybody wants to do the things that you want to do. Not everybody wants to put their voice out there. Not everyone wants to give their opinion about certain things. And my son and my wife, and we're struggling with that, those words of like, you work hard, you'll get things. This summer, the spring, my son was working hard on his baseball skills. And he got overlooked by a lot of people. And I just told him, I go, we're going to take a lesson from the situation. He said, but there, I did this, I did that. And I still didn't get recognized. I said, you don't want to be recognized by these people right here. Cause they don't have it. They're not your gatekeepers, dude. And he said, gatekeepers, those people aren't going to get you to the next level. And I said, they're all about promoting the people around them, their sons, their daughters, whatever. They're not about promoting you. I said, you're going to get to a certain level where you're going to actually have to earn it. You're actually going to have to earn it. You know, no one's going to give it to you because you're somebody's dad or mom or whatever. You actually, your talent is going to earn you the spot. Your talent is going to keep you there where you are in a Major League Baseball, whatever you're going to be doing. And as I talked to him about that, he was kind of taken back a little bit. Like, yeah, he said, that's true. I said, I dealt with people like that. I said, you think dad and mom like to get up every day and we get tired. We see people get more promotions than us. We get people, you know, with the podcast. I look at certain people's podcasts. I'm like, how do they have more viewers than me? How do they have more listeners than me? I said, don't worry about them. You just keep doing what you need to do. Somebody's going to hear you. Somebody's going to be out there and say, hey, I want that guy to do this for me. I want this guy to do that for me. But if you let people affect what you're doing and you let people tell you, hey, and take it out of your mouth and make you sad, nah, it's not going to happen for you. You got to just keep pushing. There's this old song that we used to listen to all the time. You got to keep pushing. I think that was the name of the song. Just keep pushing or something like that. I don't know what it was called, but it didn't make sense then, because when you're a kid, a lot of songs don't make sense. You don't really have to push yourself until you get a little older. And then you're like, okay, I do need to get it to the next level. I need to push myself. And as I push myself, and I was like, what can we lose? I said, we know if we don't do it, you know what's going to happen. We do, if you do push yourself, you can always go to the next level. A lot of us, be honest with you, are scared to go to the next level. I don't know what it is. I don't know what to say. But some people are scared to go to the next level. They just are. They don't want to go to the next level. Reason being, they have to, you know, the unknowns out there. The unknown. You know, I know what's in front of me. I know all the things and people coming my way. I know everything that's going to happen, but beyond that gate out there, beyond that fence out there, I can't see beyond that fence. I have to really trust myself. I have to trust that I'm going to have a good attitude. I'm going to trust that all the things that I'm working on, it's going to happen for me. Will it happen for me? I don't know. But if I know if I do all the things that I'm supposed to do, and if I stay true to the things that I'm working on, it should work out fine. It should work out tremendously fine for me. But if I go in there with a negative attitude, a bad attitude, and I'm not paying attention, I'm not doing my notice, I'm not doing my wonderings, I'm not trying my hardest, it's not going to work out for me. I'm just wasting my time. And I got to tell myself, I said, just give it 100%. You never know what's going to happen. Like I said, with the podcast, it's tired. Stop making excuses. Put the podcast out there and go. I said, you have people around the world. You have people around the world who want to hear what you have to say. I started looking at my stats today and just looking at numbers. I said, you have people in Venezuela, the country of Venezuela, who can barely, maybe they don't speak this language. Maybe they do. And they want to listen to your podcast. Keeps them going. As I look at myself and look at some things, and someone asked me, how can you encourage someone? How can you encourage someone? And you have so many faults in your life. I said, I may have a lot of faults in my life. I may have a lot of things that aren't going right for me. But I'm going to keep trying and encourage someone. I said, I never know. I never know when I'm going to change someone's life. I never know when things are going to be better for me, worse for me. I just don't know. As you continue to just keep trying and trying and trying to get better and better and better, you never know who's watching you. You never know who's going to be the person who's going to be able to do certain things that are going your way. You never know who's going to butter your bread. And as I look and trying to role model for my son, and as I tell him, just keep smiling, son. Keep that joy in your heart. I said, people are going to try to snatch it out of you. Life's going to snatch it out of you. People are going to snatch it out of you. I said, these people want you. They don't. I said, you're a threat. I said, you're a threat to these people. And as you are a threat to these people, they don't really want you to do well because that takes a spot from somebody else. Have they earned that spot? Yeah. I don't know. Some of them have. Some of them haven't. I said, but that's yours. Keep working hard. Keep doing the things that you're supposed to be doing, and you'll be fine. As I look and I think back, as I'm looking right now where I'm doing my podcast, I see so many things that are indications that I got to just be patient with myself. I have to be really patient with myself during this process, because you know, sometimes you get in the middle of something. You get in the middle of your task and goals and whatnot, and you seem to give up sometimes. You seem to give up because you think it's not happening for you. It's not happening for you. So you give up. You say, you know what? I've had enough. But you're so close. You're so close to getting to your goals. You're just close. But you figure out, you know, nobody's watching. No one's doing it. I don't see the results. I don't see this. I don't see that. Today was funny. I opened up my account and I saw our podcast. Like I refer back to the podcast a lot because there's some days that, like I said, we all get discouraged. We're like, why are we doing this? Is this necessary? It is necessary. As I look at certain things and as I look at the numbers, I said, most people will get these numbers. And I said, we're going to double these numbers. We're going to have a goal. By the end of 3 months, we're going to double what we have. Then we're going to double again. I said, we're just going to play that game, the double game. I said, well, what if you don't double it? We'll double our effort then. And that's the thing we have in our head a lot of times is people will say, well, you didn't meet your goal, quit. You met your goal, you can't get the next one. You got to have that self-doubt in your head. You're going to have people who are going to tell you, you can't do that. That's impossible to do. And they're trying to kill your dreams. They're trying to kill what you're trying to go after in life. And they're called dream snatchers. We all have them around us all the time. As we have these dream snatchers that are around us, we have these people who really don't, they don't care if you make it or not. What happens is they convince you to stop your dreams. They'll go to the next person. They'll go to the next person and say, hey, man, stop your dreams. Then they'll go to the next person and say, hey, what are you doing over here? And they just go from person to person, stirring up stuff, starting stuff. Because they don't care. They figure if my dreams aren't going to work out, neither are yours. And I see it all the time. And they're just looking around. They're just looking around for people they can basically just interfere with. They're looking for people that they're easy targets. Try to make eye contact with certain people so that get them off task. I'm guilty of this. Sometimes, I make excuses. I have the podcast. Can't find time to do it. Can't find it. I say, yes, you do. I said, your son is at baseball practice. You got a recorder. You got batteries. Sit yourself down for 30 minutes. Record the podcast. Well, what about the sounds in the background? What about this? What if a parent wants to talk to you? I said, what if the people in Venezuela want to hear what you have to say? I said, tell them to listen to your podcast. You're doing the podcast right now. You're working right now. This is your job. A lot of times we'll have people tell us certain things. We'll have people tell us not to do your podcast because people love comfort. They love comfort of people around them who are doing the same thing they're doing. So if you're not doing anything, they're going to love to have you around. And they say birds flock together and all this stuff. Yeah. There's some birds that will flock together. Some birds that don't need to flock together. As you are out there and as you are doing your thing, make sure you look for the birds that are going the way that you want to go in life. Don't go with the birds that are always acting a fool, not doing much, just sitting around. Go to the birds who are flying high. Go ask them how they got up there. What does it take? Be honest with you, not everyone's going to tell you what it takes. You know what it takes. It's a lot of hard work. Lots of hard work. A lot of dedication. Getting it done. But if you sit around and you hang out with the same people, and like I said, you hang out with the chickens, you're just picking at the ground. You're never going to be able to see the eagles up in the sky. You're never going to be able to see the eagles up in the sky who are doing their thing. You wonder, wow, how did they get there so high? They kept trying. I always think back to how they invented the airplane. How now that they have the technology, how they have certain things. And how when they first started flying, think about the people who invented the airplane. And they were just telling them, man, that'll never work. That'll never work. And they probably did. They were out there at the field one day, and this guy probably sat over there, and he's like, that'll never work, dude. And then they probably tried it. It went up a little bit, and they said, ah, told you. And you got a lot of people who are going to tell you things in life, told you. And then eventually the plane got up a little bit higher, and it came back down. Told you it wasn't going to work. But eventually they got the plane to go up. And then somebody else said, they set the bar again. They said, well, I bet you can't fly from here to across the United States. And so you got to use that as motivation. You got to use certain things. People who come in your life, use them as motivation. Use them as fire in your belly. Like I told my son, use these people as fire in your belly. Use these people as, I say, you know what? That's going to motivate me to when I don't want to work out. I don't want to do certain things. I'm going to work out. I'm going to work out even harder. I'm going to get stronger. I'm going to get better. I'm not going to be the same person coming back here. And that's the thing we have to understand too. These people who are in our lives, are they making us better? Or are they making us bitter? I try to eliminate all the bitter people out of my life. It takes too much energy out of my life. I want people who are going places, going to tell me we're going to do this, this, and this, and they come through on it. I got this other, I was telling my wife yesterday, I got this other offer for a job. And I never got back to the person. And it says flexible, you can do it on your own hours, but you need this and this and this and that. And I'm just debating or not if I should do it or not. You know, I got to follow up on it, and I'm going to just try it. I'm going to say, hey, well, you know, something else I could put on. It says flexible. It's easy. I can earn this amount of money. And I'll just try it. I have nothing to lose. If I don't like it, I say, you got 4 other jobs. Just do that. Nah, that takes time, that takes energy, and this takes this and that. But don't complain about not having money in your pocket. See, you got people emailing you about jobs, and you don't want to do it. I'm too good for that. I'm too good for this. I'm too good for that. No, you're not. Do what you need to do and keep moving. That's the name of the game, is you're only going to get better by being persistent and consistent with your effort. It's kind of cliche, it's kind of boring, but it's the truth. So anytime you want to get better and a lot of things that you want to do, you're going to have to put the time in. You're going to have to really, really struggle. And I think the society is changing a lot is as we are struggling, people don't want to see you struggling. And it's okay to struggle as long as you're moving forward, as long as you're going down on the positive. You may not be going as fast as the next person, but you're going positive in a positive way. So thanks again for joining us on the Parafair podcast. Thanks again for liking and following the show. And we'll continue pushing those podcasts out there and continue encouraging people from around the world. And thanks again for listening. And like I said, stay out of trouble. Stay good to yourself and continue striving towards your goals. And we will see you on the next one. Okay? Bye-bye.
This week's episode has come to an end, but the fun doesn't have to stop here. If you have any questions, suggestions, or feedback, head over right now to Twitter and Facebook and like, share, and get involved. Join us next time.